Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In the Country of Women, a Memoir by Susan Strait is a personal narrative that traces how family, place, and memory shape a life. Known for writing rooted in Southern California, Strait turns inward to explore the women who raised her, challenged her, and formed the emotional architecture of her world. The memoir moves through generations, drawing connections between mothers and daughters, work and survival, tenderness and anger, and the complicated inheritance of love. Rather than presenting a single linear storyline, Strait builds a portrait of lived experience through scenes that illuminate childhood, coming of age, and adulthood, all filtered through an awareness of class, community, and the dynamics of gender. The book also engages with the idea of home as both sanctuary and pressure, a landscape that holds stories even when people try to leave them behind. As a memoir, it offers an intimate study of how a writer becomes herself by listening to the voices of women around her and learning what they carried in silence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a matrilineal map of identity. A central focus of the memoir is the way identity is assembled through a lineage of women. Strait presents womanhood not as an abstract theme, but as a set of lived lessons transmitted through family ties, everyday labor, and emotional patterns that repeat across generations. The memoir explores how mothers, grandmothers, and other female relatives become mirrors and warnings at once, showing what is possible and what is perilous. Their stories form a matrilineal map, charting the boundaries of safety, ambition, love, and self-sacrifice. Strait also examines the tensions inside these inheritances. Affection can coexist with resentment, protection with control, and admiration with fear of becoming the very person who shaped you. By looking closely at the details of domestic life, she highlights how power operates in small spaces, kitchens, bedrooms, cars, and workplaces. The result is a nuanced understanding of how a girl becomes a woman under the influence of other women, and how adulthood often involves revisiting those influences with clearer eyes. The memoir suggests that knowing who you are requires understanding who came before you and what they endured, concealed, and refused to name. Secondly, place, class, and the texture of everyday survival, Strait situates her story in a specific American geography and treats place as an active force rather than a backdrop. The memoir emphasizes how neighborhoods, schools, jobs, and local culture shape what a family can imagine for itself. Class is present in the practical realities of money, housing, and the kinds of opportunities that arrive or fail to arrive. It is also present in the subtler textures of belonging, what people wear, how they speak, what they expect from institutions, and how they interpret respect. Strait pays attention to the work that keeps a household functioning and the compromises that working families make to stay afloat. She shows how survival is often a collective project managed largely by women, who coordinate schedules, stretch resources, and absorb stress so children can keep moving forward. The memoir also highlights the emotional cost of this vigilance, including fatigue, conflict, and the feeling that one misstep could unravel stability. By linking intimate scenes to broader social conditions, Strait clarifies that private life is never purely private. The pressures of place and class can contour dreams, relationships, and the stories a family tells about itself. Thirdly, mother-daughter bonds, devotion, conflict, and inheritance. The memoir examines the mother-daughter relationship as a powerful bond that can be both nourishing and destabilizing. Strait portrays devotion that is expressed through care, attention, and shared routines, but she also explores how closeness can intensify conflict. Expectations often travel in both directions. Mothers attempt to protect daughters from pain, while daughters struggle to define themselves outside the roles their mothers envision. Strait considers how fear, love, and responsibility can tangle together, producing misunderstandings that persist for years. She also reflects on how mothers carry their own histories, and how those histories leak into parenting in ways that are not always conscious. This creates an inheritance that is emotional as much as genetic, including patterns of silence, ways of handling anger, and beliefs about what women must endure. A key insight in the memoir is that conflict does not cancel love. It reveals the stakes of the relationship. Strait uses memory to revisit pivotal moments and asks what was being defended in each argument: autonomy, safety, pride, or survival. Over time, the narrative suggests that maturity involves seeing a mother as a full person with her own constraints, and deciding which parts of the inheritance to keep and which to transform. Fourthly, coming of age and learning the risks women face. Strait frames coming of age as an education in risk, particularly the risks that attach to female bodies and female freedom. The memoir tracks how a young woman learns what the world allows and what it punishes, sometimes through direct experience and sometimes through stories passed down as warnings. This education is not limited to overt threats. It also includes subtler forms of danger such as reputational harm, economic vulnerability, and the expectation to be accommodating in order to stay safe. Strait explores how women develop strategies to navigate these conditions, including vigilance, toughness, and carefully chosen silence. Yet she also shows the cost of living in a defensive posture, where desire and curiosity are constantly negotiated against potential consequences. The memoir suggests that female independence is often treated as provocation, which forces women to become skilled at reading situations, anticipating reactions, and planning exits. Strait also addresses how communities respond to women who step outside prescribed roles, and how shame can be used as a tool of control. In describing these realities, the book does not reduce women to victims. Instead, it highlights resourcefulness, solidarity, and the complicated courage of continuing to claim a life, even when the rules feel designed to limit it. Lastly, Writing, Memory, and the Act of Bearing Witness. As a memoir by an established novelist, the book is also about how writing turns experience into meaning. Strait treats memory as layered and sometimes contradictory, shaped by time and by the storyteller's changing perspective. Rather than promising perfect recall, she uses recollection as a method of inquiry, returning to a scene to understand what it taught, what it hid, and why it still matters. This approach underscores memoir as an act of bearing witness, especially to women whose lives may not have been recorded in public histories. Strait suggests that telling these stories is a form of recognition, giving weight to labor, pain, and endurance that might otherwise be dismissed as ordinary. The memoir also highlights the ethical tension of writing about family. Love does not erase harm, and honesty can feel like betrayal. Strait navigates this by emphasizing complexity, allowing people to be flawed, contradictory, and shaped by forces larger than themselves. The book ultimately positions storytelling as a way to claim agency to name what happened, to connect personal events to social realities, and to ensure that women's experiences are treated as worthy of literature. Through this lens, the memoir becomes not only a personal account, but also a broader argument for attention, empathy, and truth-telling. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who value literary memoir, family-centered narratives, and writing that connects personal history to place, class, and gender. It will also appeal to anyone interested in mother-daughter dynamics, intergenerational storytelling, and the ways women build lives under pressure while keeping families intact. The benefit to a reader's life comes from recognition and clarity. Strait's focus on the everyday realities of love and conflict can help readers name patterns in their own families, understand how inherited expectations shape choices, and feel less alone in experiences that are often treated as private or shameful. The memoir also encourages a deeper appreciation for the uncelebrated labor of women and the emotional intelligence required to survive and protect others. Compared with similar memoirs, this book stands out for its strong sense of place and its insistence on complexity, refusing tidy lessons in favor of lived truth. Rather than offering generic inspiration, it provides the more lasting reward of insight how a life is formed by the stories women carry, and how telling those stories can change what they mean. For readers seeking an honest, vividly grounded account of womanhood and family, it is worth buying and returning to. If you would like to support Susan Strait, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.